The stock, this is dictating on Kimmel Lillian B. That is K-I-M-M-E-L. M as in Mary. K-I-M-M-E-L. Kimmel Lillian, L-I-L-L-I-A-N. B as in boy. This is a consultation from Geraldo Melo, M-E-L-O, Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Please make a copy for him, please. Next line, dear Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O. Thank you for sending Lillian Kimmel for evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 79-year-old female who has a history of non-Hodgkin's B-cell lymphoma. Diagnosed initially in 2012. When she was noted to have adenopathy and had a biopsy done around 2013, subsequently received chemotherapy and has been monitored by oncology over the past 8 years, and recently had a chest CT done in September 21. Which showed nodular densities in the right mid lung, and areas of bronchiectasis but no evidence of adenopathy or masses. The patient did have a follow-up chest CT the patient's chest CT on September 16, 21 showed development of 4 new pulmonary nodules on the right, which appear to be post-inflammatory in nature, and these were compared to a CT just done in March of 21 and a short-term interval follow-up was suggested.
Sherry told her that he looks like Dad.
Yeah,
The patient had a repeat CT chest on 1/21/22, which showed a several nodular densities scattered throughout both lungs, consistent with inflammatory nodules, and there were new nodules seen in the right upper lobe posteriorly. And some of the nodules seen previously in the right lung had resolved. And there was a 9x4 millimeter nodule in the posterior right lower lobe which had resolved, as well as a 6 millimeter nodule in the inferior aspect of the right middle lobe had resolved. Period. She did have a new 5 millimeter nodule in the left posterior lung near the major fissure, and a 4 millimeter marginated nodule in the inferior aspect of the right upper lobe. Period. The patient has had no significant cough, wheezing, shortness of breath, and denies any hemoptysis or recent weight loss. Period. But past history. Past history, next paragraph, includes history of removal of a right breast cyst and breast biopsy, which was benign, history of endoscopy, and a past history for COVID pneumonia in December 21. He also has had sinusitis and bronchitis in the past, and had a cyst removed from her left foot, hernia repair at age 19. Next paragraph, med list included Paxil, Prolia, Zantac, Estrace, Zocor. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1.5 pack per day for about 16 years and then quit. Alcohol use, none at present. Next paragraph, allergies to azithromycin. Next paragraph, family history, mother died of cancer. Mother died of old age, father died of cancer of the colon. Next paragraph, review of systems. The patient is fatigued, no weight loss, denies glaucoma but had cataracts resected. She has hoarseness, no nosebleeds. She has urinary frequency and flank pain. She has hay fever and had coughing spells and shortness of breath. Also has abdominal pains with nausea and reflux and constipation. She has jaw pain and calf muscle pain and palpitations. She has anxiety and depression. She has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle stiffness. She has headaches, numbness at the extremities, and no skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly lady Averagely built, no acute distress. Mal pala, no cyanosis, erectus, no lymphadenopathy, peripheral edema. Blood pressure 135/70, pulse 62, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 132, saturation 95. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucosal matrix, throat is injected. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant bad sounds. And no crackles or wheezes on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds are active. The extremities will no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1 plus. There are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions, noted. Next paragraph, best number 1. Bilateral lung nodules etiology and determine. Likely granulomatous disease. Number 2 is a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Status post chemotherapy. Number 3, history of atrial fibrillation and ASHD. And number 4 is COPD. Oh, can you please add that in the past history as well? The patient has a past history for atrial fibrillation and has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Plan. Patient has been advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules. The risks of bronchoscopy, including bleeding, pneumothorax, respiratory failure, were all explained to her. And she wants to think about it after discussing it with her husband, who apparently is not in good health. She was also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. Advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2+, QIDPRN. Advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this. Can you please add in the medication list in the history part? Medication list included Eliquis 5 milligrams, BID, Crestor 20 milligrams, such as paroxetine 20 milligrams a day, and metoprolol 25 milligrams daily. Thank you. Please add that in the medication list. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Geraldo Melo, MD, M-E-L-O, Geraldo, H-A-R-O-L-D-O, MD. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.